that? Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. This is Jerry McCarty here at live from the Dan McCarty Golf Classic. Cheers! Okay, so we've got Kelly McCarty, Larry McCarty, Mike McCarty, Ryan McCarty, and Steve McCarty. He's not here, he's left. But let's talk first about his pants.
Those are the ugliest pants I've ever seen in my life.
I thought that was his underwear.
I don't. So we just finished the, what is the 16th golf outing?
16th
annual. At Dan McCarty Golf Classic. And Steve was wearing pants that kind of look like the game Twister, or like a shower curtain a little bit.
Shower curtain.
So multicolored, pictured multicolored polka dots. And that would tie that. So we did the golf tournament, and I golfed with Kelly, and we were 6 under.
We ended up 6 under. Me, you, and John Russo were a team, yes.
And Mike golfed with his McKenzie High School. Who was your team, Mike?
Yeah, Mike DeKeesian, Steve Truman, Brad Mathers, and myself. And we came in at 4 under.
4 under. You guys are getting
First time we broke par.
Nice, nice. And Lair was golfing with Rick and Kevin.
Rick and Kevin, and we ended up 10 under. Mm. Wow.
Cheap.
And amazingly, you all did that without wearing any polka dot pants. So yeah. I don't know how they did that. But
how did Ryan's team finish?
Ryan's team with Grand Rapids.
Yeah, we finished 2 over, probably bottom of the barrel.
2 over. And but as you
the best karaoke of the night.
Best karaoke of the night. And a belt buckle that the belt buckle that flashed neon signs there.
Yeah.
That was nice. So but anyway, so just real quickly, golf movies. Favorite golf movie? And we used to have a tradition of watching a golf movie before this.
Oh yeah.
And that ended.
Happy Gilmore is my favorite.
And Larry attempted to use the Happy Gilmore drive style, and that lasted about 2 holes.
I did use the Happy Gilmore on one, and straight as an arrow, 220 yards.
Whoa!
Today.
He used the Happy Gilmore without a hockey jersey.
I used a variation on the Happy Gilmore putting stance. I didn't have the hockey stick putter, but I slid my right hand down on the club, and so my hands were apart, and they sort of like a hockey shot, you know? And I almost sunk about a 20-foot putt.
Wow.
Hit the stick and bounced
out. We almost sank a lot of 20-foot
putts. I almost had a hole in one.
Yeah, the putting style of Mike was pretty good, but you didn't have to wear the hockey mask. A little scary. No, I'd have to go with the classic Caddyshack, you know. Gilmore's right up there too, and
Judge Smales,
the movie Tin Cup. It's a good movie.
Tin Cup, I think.
Is okay. Yeah, it was more about the story, but a good movie. But I thought
Be the Ball.
But Caddyshack and Bill Murray in Caddyshack is
awesome,
right there, and could be the best Chevy Chase movie ever. Is Caddyshack?
It might be. It might be.
He doesn't make it, including your National Lampoon. I know you love that crap.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was the greatest movie of all time. Vacation was great. Christmas Vacation was the best one.
In Caddyshack, I actually met Lacey Underalsh.
Yes, I know.
She lives in Tennessee.
Photos with her. Yeah.
So anyway, so that was the golf outing, and the guy that won was in the bathroom. But he's.
Yeah.
I think he finished his business in there, did he?
I believe so.
Yeah, but they were like 14 under or something like that.
That's what they
13
lied
under.
To.
I mean, I'm sorry. So, anything else about the golf? Steve left a cooler of Coors Light at his in his backyard at the golf course, which is very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Did you partake in that?
No, I didn't.
When we came by, there was one beer left in there.
Oh,
that was right after us. Right. We took them all, except we've got to leave one, you know?
It's kind of like the potato chips there. You leave just one in the bottom.
So the martinis in this bar are not as good as in Rick's bar.
No, we're drinking actually Heineken. That's true. What's your opinion on the Heineken beer?
I'm not a big importer.
I'm not a big fan of Heineken.
No. I've got a Verner's.
Berliner is the Detroit's original ginger ale.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, you win the prize for coming in the furthest, right? Los Angeles.
I don't know. Did anybody come further than me?
I don't think
from the tournament?
I wouldn't think so.
No,
that's about as far as you can get, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
So there was no prize, though, apparently.
Yes. Larry's kicking himself because he came from Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Damn you, Jerry. And as far as golfing, how many times a year do you golf, Kelly?
I believe this is it.
Yeah, Larry?
This was actually my second time this year.
And Mike?
This was my first time.
This was my first time this year. And why do we have a golf term?
Because the purpose. Because
DJ was the only one in the family who golfed.
But I can we find something that we like to do? He's kind of not with us anymore.
Well, how many times do you karaoke a year?
That's true. We should just do the karaoke.
Yeah, but I only do it one time a year.
Yeah, me too.
You know? How about you, Mike?
Mike karaoke's all the time.
and there was a little controversy at the karaoke last night.
What was that?
Yes, I believe Michael stole Larry's Drunk Elvis routine there.
Ooh.
I believe he did.
For his teddy bear song. You know?
Oh, Michael's...
A little controversy. Larry was brewing a little bit there. He was simmering. He was fit to be tied.
Well, for the record, I asked Larry if he wanted to karaoke with me there on Teddy Bear. And
you don't ask.
Said, no.
You don't ask. That's like asking, I don't know, like asking Eric Clapton if he wants to do a duet with you on cocaine or something like that.
So not to change the subject, but what were the names of those bugs in Tennessee?
I guess they're cicadas.
Cicadas. So I would like a little history on cicada bugs and then Larry to do his impression of a cicada.
So despite all the problems in Nashville with storms and floods and people getting washed out of their houses, apparently the biggest problem is some whining noise.
They have cicadas.
Every 13 years they come and bother you. And
I don't have a home. I don't have clothes. I have no money. So but these damn bugs.
Yeah, so what's the cicada sound like, Larry? Yeah.
Fuck you.
This podcast just got a R rating.
That is a problem.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And now you understand.
You don't want those things flying around. I understand
totally. I feel my burners coming back up.
With a lot of, I got bit by some big black fly bug here too in Michigan. You guys got a lot of bugs here in Michigan.
Yes, we do.
Why is there no bugs in Valencia?
Because it's a nice, dry climate.
No, because animals are the smartest creatures. And they know an earthquake is going to happen. And it's going to fall into the ocean. They don't want no part of that.
No.
They come to Michigan.
No, it's bugs. You have a lot of standing, murky, swampy, malaria-ridden water around here. And the bugs
and you guys
love
are dry
that.
As a bone.
But anyway, so that, so that was the biggest problem in Tennessee is cicada. And we're all going to be going. Are we all going to Tennessee?
Yep.
2 weeks?
June 18th.
I heard it was a dry wedding, so I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a dry Friday
and
night.
We're going to, Friday night will not be dry. And Friday night, we're going to be on the town on Main Street.
Downtown Broadway.
Nashville Broadway Street, where they have a wooden carving of Elvis.
That's
strumming
correct.
A guitar. I've been there.
Yep.
And what spots do you think we're going to hit, Lair?
We'll definitely do the Wild Horse Saloon, a little line dancing. Mm-hmm. Probably go to Wannabes for some karaoke.
Kelly is into line dancing. I've never been into the line dancing. I like to do my own thing.
Jerry's into chicken on CDs.
No, you were always a line dancer.
I enjoy a little line dancing every now and then.
Did you ever do country line dancing?
We took a line dancing class one time, Mark and I there. You know. It was a ballroom class, but they also taught line dancing and stuff. So
country.
We did country line dancing.
Both kinds of music, country and Western.
We did country and we did Western, yes.
Yeah, so I'm not a big line dancing fan, but Kelly will be doing the electric slide. He likes to do that electric slide. Is any country line dances?
That electric slide.
Any line dances that have like the electric slide?
They do the electric slide.
Oh, okay. You're going to be in your element.
It's the country western electric slide.
And what song would they do that to?
It just about any song.
It's like
if you learned it at ballroom dancing.
You can do it to country or western.
It's
music.
Like that achy break your heart, which is pretty much the electric slide, but you hold onto your belt buckle.
That's, like, right. That's the whole thing about country line dancing. It's like regular line dancing, but you hold your belt.
And you're just gonna go, shucks, y'all.
So I can't believe Larry swore on this.
I know. I just took my podcast to an R rating. It's okay, though. You know, it's the McCarty Metro is where it's on. So
yeah,
you're the one that's going to have
I got to put a disclaimer on before this is aired. Oh, my God.
Explicit.
Yeah.
Explicit.
Yes.
Explicit language about cicadas.
About cicadas. And so we had a good time at the golf.
Oh, that's back to the golf outing. Sorry about that. Golf.
So we get off track. it was an excellent time. Lupus raised a lot of money. Don't know what the final totals are.
Right.
But I saw some items that were purchased in the auctions that went for a lot of money, up to, $1,500 one of the items went for.
$1,500, which was?
I think it was a gift donated by you.
The trip to Jay Leno's garage and to see Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
Yes. So, can we get Jay Leno on a podcast?
We should get Jay Leno on a podcast.
He should do a podcast.
He should. Maybe we'll do it when whoever this guy was that donated the $1,500 comes. Maybe.
Now that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
And if the cicadas come in at the same time, then
Jay doesn't work blue.
Oh, no, he does work blue because that's all he wears is blue.
Blue suits you.
Now we love Jay Leno.
That's right. No, Jay Leno's cool. So, so we did that. But I do have one comment on the. I can tell when the. When the raffle is winding down, when I see people walking back with umbrellas and golf towels, in the future, why don't we just cut those prices?
I was going to say maybe just have 20 prizes and have them pretty decent, but they have about 60 prizes and they get down to a coffee cup. I would like the coffee cup.
And we appreciate the donations of whoever donates the coffee cup.
Yeah.
But come on, you guys have won a coffee cup. It's not a big deal. Especially when you paid $20 for raffle tickets.
Yeah.
But
at our table, let's see, Steve Truman won and he got a hat.
Nice.
DeKeyson won a couple of times. In fact, he went up one time and he got one of these little fake putter things, you know, and he tried to pawn off to everybody. and he got a thermos like me, because I won one and I got a thermos. Then on the way out, Rick had won a club and he gave it to me. But it turns out this is a club. DeKeyson and Truman were telling me this is a club I got to have. It's like a trouble club.
Wow.
Combination,
pitching wedge, putter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you can use it next year at the Dan McCarty Golf Classic.
I'm going to depart from golf for a second because I wanted to ask Michael about this because in my last Jerry's World, I believe I brought this up.
Yeah.
And I found that this is true in L.A. too. There's no free ball day in baseball anymore.
No?
Can you believe that?
No. I can't believe that.
That's like used to be the best day in the world.
Yeah.
We used to come in and we'd give you a free ball, but do people throw them on the fields? So they don't have free ball day anymore.
Oh. Yeah. How about that McCarty Metro?
They have. Oh, the McCarty Metro is awesome. But more importantly, they don't have free ball day, so you can't get a ball and you can't get a hat. They don't even have free cap day anymore.
How about free pennant day?
They don't give you a free pennant.
Oh my God!
Do they give you anything?
They still have free bat day because.
But they give you that bat that's about the size of a golf. It's like that. But we used to get we would have a real size baseball bats and we would go to the park and play with them after the game and they lasted not very long, but we played with them. But no more.
But now they have like a special. Like,
they ruined it.
Like, come on out to Maglia Ordonez Toy Bat Day.
Right. And they give you a little mini bat. And I blame it mostly on Bill Beck. For that, remember that White Sox, that disco demolition day or whatever it was when people were throwing disco records in the...
I blame it on The Simpsons because wasn't that the one where they called it, Whitey Ford came out and they called them Whitey Whackers or something?
Oh, they gave him bats?
They gave him bats and they beat the crap out of Whitey Ford. Oh, well.
And then I remember somebody had Free Cushion Day or something, and they whipped those all out
of
the
field. Yeah.
And somebody did that. Yeah. But anyway, so sorry, I got away from it, but it's just I know Mike's a big baseball fan, so I thought you'd be more troubled by the fact that they don't have Free Ball Day.
I'm more troubled with.
I mean, how many free ball days do we go to? I actually got a ball stolen once.
Yes, I remember that.
The only kind of days they have now is if there's some kind of corporate sponsor on things. Right. You know, I mean,
but they'll give you like a magnet or something commemorative, or Mickey Lolich Day, and they'll give you a calendar with Mickey Lolich's picture on it.
As I understand that the Tigers broadcasters, Mario Pemba and Rod Allen, they're going to be wearing like NASCAR suits, you know, with all the sponsors coming on.
I'm sorry. What does Zacadia sound like again, Larry?
You already got an explicit podcast. Go ahead. Do it again.
Can't do it.
All right.
Okay. Well, anyway.
This is running a little longer.
Yeah, we're going long. Sorry. Yeah, but I just needed to talk about it. So anyway, so the golf outing was a success. We raised nobody knows $2 million for Lupus. It was awesome, and so anyway, yeah. So next year, come to the golf outing. It's sponsored by Audi.
Audi sponsored it this year.
And my brother Steve, who said he would be on the podcast, but took his little polka dot pants and went somewhere else.
Yes,
and his lovely wife Kristen. They do a lot of work for it. And thanks for everybody that participated. And cheers.
Yeah, what about our sponsors here?
We got to do our podcast sponsors. Yeah. We've got PB Imaging. If you go to the McCarty Metro website at www.mccartymetro.com, you can see PB Imaging or link to audible.com, and we get a little piece of the action. So you can go there. And you can also download this podcast there.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
No, it's not. It can't be free.
It's free.
Wait, the Zacadias are coming in.
Thank you. So thanks for joining us, everyone. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.